98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Cardinals GM Steve Keim.
Keim time.
With Burns and Gambo. Presented by Santan Ford and Gilbert. We are Santan Ford.
Welcome back. It's the Burns and Gambo show here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. And as we do every single Friday during the season, and that includes after Thursday night games, we catch up with the general manager of the Cardinals, Steve Keim. He joins us for his exclusive conversation with us every Friday at 3 o'clock here on the Burns and Gambo show. Good afternoon, Steve. Sorry about that tough one last night. That was difficult.
Yeah, it was, guys. And, disappointed. But at the same time, you look at the facts and you really can't escape the thought process that if you turn the ball over three times, they don't turn it over. And you look at the time of possession and some of the mistakes that we made, which were critical, hard to overcome. But really appreciate the way our players fought, the way they battled back, and obviously giving us an opportunity to win it at the end. Says a lot about the character in that locker room. So awfully proud of those guys.
Yeah, you're not going to go 17-0, okay? But we all knew you weren't going to go 17-0. But everything you want is still in front of you, right? The chance to win the NFC West, the chance to, have home field advantage in the playoffs. All of those things are still there. One loss doesn't do anything to discourage you from getting those things done.
No doubt. I mean, I couldn't be more excited about this football team, and I said that before the season started. I knew that we had a chance to have a special unit because of the character and the mental makeup of the guys in that locker room and sort of the cohesive bond that I saw coming together this offseason. But, the NFL is a long season. Now that there's 17 games and there's one additional, it is a long process. And attrition starts to hit all the different teams. We all go through it. It's something that we all have to bounce back from. It's not an excuse for anybody. Obviously, the Packers were dealing with it and were shorthanded as we were. But we just have to put our best foot forward and learn from our mistakes. And, again, just the fact that we did not play well, I didn't think we played smart football. We made a ton of critical mistakes to be in position to win that game at the end says, again, a lot about our ability to handle adversity and the playmakers that we have on our team. To take that thing almost 100 yards and put us in that position says a lot about the playmakers and the offensive line's ability, because I thought they struggled early on and then they sort of settled in the second half.
Did you think, what an incredible goal line stand, right? On second down, you get the big stop by Gardeck and Hicks. On third down, you get the delay of game, and then the big stop by, Marcus Allen and Jalen all combined for that stop on Rodgers. And then Kennard tips the ball on fourth and goal. At that point, when you got the ball back at the 1 yard line, were you thinking we're going to win this game?
Oh, no doubt. When you have Kyler Murray as your quarterback and you have the playmakers we have on the perimeter, I thought there was no doubt with the time left on the clock and putting it back in his hands that we were going to win that football game. And obviously the noise and the excitement in that stadium created a lot of energy and enthusiasm for our team. So certainly would have been nice to finish that game the way I anticipated it would go. But, obviously the Packers are a quality team. And as I said earlier, you just can't turn the ball over three times and make the mistakes that we did. I thought the other fact is even though the defense was exceptional in the red zone and really stood its ground, too much leaky yardage with them running the football. I thought that, we were on the field too long and too much yards again after contact, which we have to shore that up.
Steve Keim, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show. Of course, everyone's talking about the way that game ended and the play at the end. You made a concerted point in the offseason of signing veterans who are used to overcoming adversity and being leaders in the locker room. How much of that is A.J. Green going to have to lean on now when he kind of deals with how that game ended yesterday?
Well, A.J. Green is a absolute consummate professional. So when you see whether it was him, Kyler, his miscommunication, the bottom line is those guys have been exceptional pros. They've been great players in the National Football League. They're going to get that fixed. And to me, it's a learning lesson. There's nobody that's going to be harder on A.J. Green or Kyler than themselves. So we just got to make sure that the communication is on point and that we get that fixed. And in future, that doesn't happen again. But, you look at the body of work by both of those players, and it's certainly hard to fault either one of them, knowing that throughout the game there was a number of mistakes made by our team that could have sort of avoided being in that situation.
Did you get any kind of a clarification of what the root of the communication breakdown was on that play between those two?
I didn't. I didn't have a chance to talk to either guy after the game. And again, I just knew that it was a miscommunication. And again, I have too much respect for those guys to point fingers. And I know our team doesn't feel that way either. So again, I think we'll rebound and our coaches will get the guys ready this week and on to San Francisco.
Let's talk about J.J. Watt. There were reports that he is going to be out for the season. We haven't heard that at all from you or the organization. When do you expect to know the status for J.J. Watt going forward?
Well, I know he was consulting with a couple additional specialists. Beyond that, I do not know a lot of information. I know that surgery is an option, but at the same time, I think there are some things that are possibly put in place that, you know, that we want to play this thing out a little bit more time and sort of see how he responds. You know, to me, if there's anybody that can bounce back and can do it, it's J.J. Watt. Been obviously very excited about what he's brought to this football team, leadership, intangibles, toughness, everything that he sort of represented. So, you know, certainly owe it to him to give him a little bit of time to see how this plays out.
So there might be a slight chance that he could come back this season. Is that a possibility, or you're not sure?
No, as far as I know, I think there's always a possibility. I don't want to certainly rule that out yet, but again, I'm not a doctor, Gambo, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express once.
You've done a masterful job with your trades. I mean, Marcus Golden for a sixth-round pick. I mean, the Rodney Hutchin trade, the DeAndre Hopkins trade, the Zach Ertz trade. I mean, I was joking around this week that if you call another GM, I wouldn't take that call if I was him. I would just hang up the phone. Hey, Steve Kymon lied to you. Hang up! Hang up! I don't want to take that call because you have just done a masterful job. So if you're going to be without J.J. for an extended period of time, Will you feel a need to go out and add more defensive line depth, or do you feel like you're good where you're at?
Well, you know, the good news is I anticipate getting Corey Peters back today or tomorrow, as well as Rashard Lawrence, you know, in the next few days or the near future. So getting two quality players back helps. I feel like we have a lot of depth there, some young players that are doing some good things. I think Jordan Phillips has done a nice job since he's come back and was disruptive last night a few different times. So I think that we have some quality players in there. It doesn't mean, though, that if there were opportunities that presented themselves that we wouldn't pull the trigger. So, as you know, we're always open for business. If an opportunity makes sense, both business-wise and for our roster, we'll certainly jump on it.
Steve Keim, general manager of the Cardinals, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. I want to ask you about a couple of your offensive players. Number one, Kyler Murray at the end of that game, walking around a little slow, said he got rolled up on. From your perspective and from what you've been told, how is Kyler doing this morning?
I have not talked to Tom Reed yet about any of our injuries from last night. I know we did get banged up a little bit. But, you know, I would not expect anything to be major. I'm not sure. Obviously, again, I don't have the specifics, but knowing Kyler's a tough guy, knowing Hop and those different players that appear to be banged up a little bit, probably the one positive thing about having a Thursday night game is to have that extra time to recoup and heal up. And again, our training room staff and our doctors do a great job getting these guys back on the field. So I would anticipate that we'll be in good shape.
So knowing that you don't have then a specific update on Hop, my question about him for you is more about how that game kind of unfolded last night. It didn't seem like he was going to make his way back into the game, and yet he was, during moments of the second half, back into the game. Is it sort of his discretion when he wants to do that, or is that something he was kind of doing on his own? How is that working in the second half with him?
Yeah, you know, and that's the fine line, as you know, guys. You never want to put a player in harm's way. You want to make sure that they're comfortable. And I know he tested it out before the game. He felt good. And, you know, at that point in time, you know, Hop is such a pro, and he's such a competitive guy that you want to put it in his hands. But he is the only one who knows his body. So I think that it was one of those cases that, you know, he determined the amount of reps that he got. And, you know, certainly at the end wanted to be in there in a critical time because of his competitiveness.
The physicality in that game was absolutely through the roof, especially for a Thursday night game where we don't usually see that on Thursday night games. But the collision between Jonathan Ward and Kylan Hill was one of the – I mean, you heard that in the press box. You heard that collision, and it was nasty. You know, I'm sure you've had an opportunity to check on him. What can you tell us about Jonathan Ward?
I do know, Gambo, that he went to the hospital last night just as a precautionary. I know Javier Cardenas, our concussion specialist, and Tom Reed and those guys acted quickly. They thought the medical team did a great job. I do know that he had a concussion. As far as I know so far, he's been released. There's no additional damage, cervical damage or neck issues. But, you know, obviously fortunate there because that was a scary moment. But by all indications, it sounds like, you know, he had a concussion and, you know, because of the fast work by our medical team, he's certainly in a good place right now. And not sure about the return, but do know that he's in a good place.
Yeah, it was scary. That was really scary with both guys down on the ground for so long. I leave you with this. I mean, you had to go with your third string center in that game last night. Outside of one bad snap, you did a pretty good job. So depth on the offensive line. We're seeing some struggles with Josh Jones. Do you anticipate any moves on that offensive line for the San Francisco game?
He did. You know, Josh Jones had an early pressure that he gave up. After that early pressure, he settled in and he actually played pretty good. Sean Harlow, who stepped in as our third center, did a nice job. Was really scrappy. Again, you mentioned the one bad snap. But aside from that, I thought by all indications and the circumstances he played under, he played some good football. You know, we got to get better up front, and we're down to the third center, and you know, we're playing with a number of backups, so we have to get healthy. I would anticipate that in the very near future we'll get Rodney Hudson back, which makes a world of difference, as you guys know.
Yep.
And then Justin Murray, who can obviously play both guard and offensive tackle, so be great to get both those guys back to solidify our offensive line and certainly give Kyler protection he needs.
Thanks for the time, Steve, as always, we appreciate it.
Thanks, man, talk to you soon.